Every man, sooner or later, loves a woman who is wrong for him. That's my relationship with Hollywood. I know the stuff Hollywood produces is killing my brain cells, but I can't stop watching it. I remember the day I fell in love. I was 6 years old, and the movie was Swiss Family Robinson. The shipwreck on a Pacific island, the clever contraptions they invented to survive, the cute girl dressed like a boy who they rescued from pirates, the logs rolling down the hill when the pirates attacked. I was so captivated by that movie I forgot to eat my popcorn. I thought about it for days afterward. I even thought about copying the Robinson family by building a trap to slaughter my enemies, until my unfortunate lack of enemies caused me to lose interest. My next great movie experience was Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which I attended at a midnight showing on the spur of the moment. The venue was an old-fashioned single-screen theater with Dolby sound. Dolby was fairly new at that time, and they had the volume cranked up high that night. When the alien spaceship started blaring music at the end of the movie, the speakers were vibrating our seats, our popcorn, even our dental fillings. It was awesome. Then in 2007, I saw Transformers with a love of my life, who happens to be a lifelong UAW worker for General Motors. Every time another GM vehicle slash Transformer showed on screen, she got excited. And when Bumblebee transformed himself from a beat-up old-style Camaro into the new Camaro, she stood and cheered, right there in the movie theater. Unfortunately, positive experiences like those are rare. Nothing demonstrates my love-hate relationship with Hollywood better than Star Trek. The original Star Trek TV show in 1966 lasted only 2.5 years before the morons in Hollywood canceled it. They decided to concentrate on more intellectual stuff like Laugh-In and The Flying Nun. God forbid they keep a show that stretches people's imaginations by dealing with complicated philosophical issues about man's existence. God forbid. Even though Star Trek is one of my favorite TV shows of all times, it was not immune to Hollywood's stupidity. Every time you watch Star Trek, you have to watch the opening title sequence, which so misrepresents the physical state of the universe it drives me crazy. Admittedly, that's not a long drive. You know what I'm talking about. William Shatner's voice saying, "Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission? To explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before." As those famous words resonate, you see stars represented by tiny points of light going past the Enterprise as it speeds off into the galaxy. Wonderful stuff, very cool, except stars don't do that. Think about it. A star in the sky is a tiny point of light only because it's far away. It's actually a massive ball of fire like the sun, so when it gets close enough to go by, that's what it would look like. Not a tiny point of light. Zipping through the galaxy at warp speed should, theoretically, look exactly like traveling through the galaxy at walking speed. Nothing happening, thousands of stars that don't move, until every once in a while one of those tiny lights suddenly grows into a massive ball of fire and zooms past your window, scaring the hell out of you. 2 days ago I went to Fast and Furious 6. That's why Hollywood stupidity is on my mind. The toll on my brain cells was enormous. You'd think after 5 previous versions they would be running low on stupid, but they seem to have an endless supply. Forget about Vin Diesel getting shot at point-blank range, pulling the bullet out with giant tweezers, and immediately being ready to go. I can accept a little dramatic license. What bothers me is the enormous expense and trouble they go to for stunts that violate common sense and the laws of physics. Like Vin Diesel jumping off a car traveling 80 miles per hour, grabbing his long-lost girlfriend in midair, then landing on the hood of a car like it was a big pillow. There's a name for landing on the hood of a car at 80 miles per hour. It's called dying in a traffic accident. But Fast and Furious writers are so stupid, 5 minutes later they have his girlfriend ask, "Did you know that car would be there to soften our landing?" Huh? Really? This woman is smart enough to rebuild high-performance engines, but she thinks a car broke her fall? In the final climactic action scene, they spend 20 minutes traveling down a runway at 200 miles per hour, battling a giant cargo jet, which means the runway is about 30 miles long, about 10 times longer than the longest runway in the world. I figured that out with basic arithmetic on the way out of the theater, even without the brain cells freshly murdered by one of the dumbest movies in the history of Hollywood. That's today's dose of common sense.